News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
What a turn to reports in today's papers that the housing target set by the government only last year has now been abandoned. The deadline was 2021 to meet its housing targets. That has now been apparently scrapped. Damien English, the Minister of State for Housing and Urban Renewal, joins us now. Minister, it's slightly bizarre that your government and the government you're a part of announced these deadlines or targets a year ago and has now decided, you know what, actually, that those targets are not a great idea after all. It hardly inspires confidence.
No, I mean, what Owen Murphy has said here as Minister is that we have to look even beyond that as well. And he was referring to that in conjunction with the talks going out in 2040, which is standing ahead. We would have been basing our figures originally on the ESRI predictions a year ago that we need about 25,000, 28,000 houses on average a year. Those figures have been, those predictions have been increased to about 30,000 plus. So if you factor that in, Owen Murphy is just saying we need to look beyond 2021 to make sure we're planning enough houses. That's just correct planning, but our targets are still to bring on board over the next, up to 2021, an extra 47,000 social houses as a minimum. If we do more, that's a bonus for other houses as well.
He's saying, sorry to cut across, he's saying a little bit more than that. He's saying, I think it might be worth reviewing some of our timetables, but not our ambitions, to make sure that in solving this current crisis, this emergency, we do not inadvertently sow the seeds for crisis for the future. Are you guys making it up as you go along?
No, we're not, Shane. I mean, as you know, the Minister O'Muffy on his first day in office, and on 7th, the Taoiseach announced a review of the Rebuilding Ireland document, and that's the correct way to do this. The Action Plan for Housing was produced a year ago. We said very clearly at the time it would be similar to the Jobs Action Plan. It would be a rolling document that would add actions and change targets if need be as it went along to constantly make sure it's on top of its game and to improve it. The similar approach was used with jobs, and the targets kept changing there because we kept achieving good results.
So yeah, but the target kept changing for the better there. The target keeps changing for the worse this time.
No, it's not changing for the worse here. What I'm after saying to you is if you use the ESRI prediction, we had worked out that we would need at least 25,000 houses a year for the next 20-odd years. And they're now saying the ESRI, which is separate to our department, are saying that those targets possibly need to be 30,000 up to 35,000. Mm. We had said very clearly that our minimum was about 25,000, but that we knew we would need to get to 28 or 30,000 for a couple of years to catch up on supply. Because all these reports, all the reports from Daft and MyHome.ie and all the rest of them, about housing prices is all linked back to the supply of housing.
Yeah.
And everything we do as a department and as a government has to be targeted now at increasing the supply of housing. And that's what we're about.
In that context, will you now accept that it was a mistake to introduce the Help to Buy scheme?
I certainly will not, Shane. I've had this discussion with you before. And again, I will quote the report to you. They're not putting the blame for the increase in housing that the Help to Buy scheme.
It certainly hasn't helped.
They're very clearly saying it's to do with jobs growth and the growth in the economy.
Yeah, no, we know that. No, Minister, no one is doubting that there is a supply issue. But what you did is you ramped it up on the demand. You made the situation worse by bringing in the Help to Buy scheme.
And again, I'm happy for this to be fully analysed. Department of Finance started a report on this last April. They gave a commitment on the finance bill to review this. And we'll have that report in August. And I'm very confident that it won't confirm what you and others are saying.
Okay, if that's the case, why is Owen Murphy... I will let you, but I have to ask you, why is Owen Murphy saying he might scrap it then and signaling he'll scrap it if it's working so well?
Because he was in the Department of Finance. He said it, and he was very clear on this, that he doesn't have a preconception on this at all. He said that there's a report on the way. If that report says that I'm wrong and that you're right, and that the Help to Buy scheme hasn't helped, then it might make sense to change it. That's what he said. But he said he will wait for the report to come in August. What I'm saying to you is, this time last year, the whole debate was first-time buyers couldn't get a mortgage, couldn't get finance to buy a house. Therefore, people who build houses were not building homes for first-time buyers. And if you analyse the site and what was on offer this time last year, you'll see that I am incorrect in that. And at the Department of Housing and the Department of Finance, we made a decision last year that we had to intervene here to put people, first-time buyers, in a position to be able to buy a home. And that's what this scheme was about. It was to increase the supply of first-time buyers. And that has happened, Shane. If you analyse it now, there are now more houses to be bought than there were last year.
Okay, you've made that case. Just very quickly on housing, bedsits, it would seem, according to the Irish Examiner today, could be on the way back as part of measures to solve the housing crisis. Is that really where we're at? That the days of people marching down the corridor with their bathrobe and their towel and their and well, their spray of Jif to clean the bath off them for the next person? Is that our solutions?
No, it's not the solution, Michael. I'm sorry, Shane. What we're saying here is, again, when the regulations were made to the bedsits, because they weren't suitable accommodation for people in a lot of cases, about 2 years ago at this stage, there was regulations made to prevent what you just said there. Well, and now we know, and what Owen Murphy has said again is, that has meant that there's probably about 4,000 or 5,000 bedsits of the past that are not in use today. And yes, and I've been in some of these places, when you go in and look at them, with some changes and with some money spent on these properties, you could bring these bedsits back into use under better conditions and aligned to new regulations.
Okay.
That's what we're focusing on here. So we're going to see, can we bring the properties back into use? It won't be the exact same as they were in the past. But there's properties there now lying idle because of the regulation changes, and the changes were probably wise at the time, but maybe we can adjust that or help access finance, because I've been in some of these properties that if you spend up to €10,000, you can make the bedsit usable again in a much more better condition
for a good just before you go, Minister, just on the bin charges issue, which is causing a fair bit of political controversy. Do you accept that there's a bit of a communications deficit out there, that people don't really know how much extra they're going to be paying in bin charges, and that that's causing alarm, and that maybe this issue needs to be handled better by the government?
Well, that's what we're doing, and then it's not going to say very clearly that there'll be a three or four month lead-in time into this. And again, a lot of people have contracts now for the next 12 months, so there's no rush to change this. This will take a couple of months for this all to be worked out. But I would say we've been debating this now for 15 or 20 years. This is an issue. It's an environmental issue to try to reduce the waste. And it's proven all over the world. The best way to reduce waste is to have incentives to encourage people to do that. And I don't buy into this, that these changes are going to lead into massive changes. I don't see that. Because if you look at even yesterday, I've seen I won't mention the company, but I've seen a waste company send letters out to all its customers offering a price for the next 12 months. And it didn't show this massive increase, actually, at all. And I got my own waste companies sent me a letter about 2 weeks ago with their predictions as well for the year ahead, and it didn't show massive increases. So if these companies were planning to gouge us on prices in the months ahead, they wouldn't be issuing us 12-month contracts on the same prices last year. So I don't buy into this. I think it's a lot of scaremongering here. There's fear. And yes, when people need to get used to changes, sometimes politics, people jump on this to create fear. It's unnecessary. This can be handled right. People can manage their costs of dealing with waste. You know, we're bringing in more competition here, more choice, how to reduce your waste. And that, in my view, should not and would not necessarily lead to increases.
All right, we'll leave it there. Damien English, Minister of State for Housing and Urban Renewal. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.